You listen to the Jason Greger Show podcast brought to you by Lakewood Chev. Right now they have the 2017 sports car blowout, Camaros and Corvettes. Only seven remaining. Price reductions to $20,000. No reasonable offer refused. Check it out right now, Lakewood Chev. Pierre McGuire joins us. Pierre, congratulations on being named to the selection committee for the Hockey Hall of Fame. How you doing?
I'm doing very well, Jason. Nice to chat with you. I guess we'll talk to Strutty in a second. It'll be great to catch up with him, but overwhelmed when I got the call from Lanny McDonald. And then you're sworn to secrecy for almost 4 months, so it's a hard secret to keep. But Lanny just blew me away with the call, and I never was expecting anything like that. I been following hockey since I was old enough to probably watch anything, and I was just so grateful and so pleased to have received the call, and it's something I'll never forget. I'll never forget his voice on the other end of the line. Thanks so much.
Pierre, it's a great honor, no doubt. When you got the call, you hang up and you're telling people and whatever, you're kind of let it go. Now the news is out. Do you immediately start looking, thinking, man, this player, that player? Like, do you enter, analyzing mode right away?
What a good question, Strutty. So the first thing I thought of, I'm not kidding around, was my late father who died up on our land in Mont-Tremblant, Quebec, 10 years ago. He got crushed by a tree while he was working in the woods. And so that's the first person I thought of. I was saying, man, I wish my dad was still alive to have, gotten a call from me just to tell him, because he was just such a darn huge fan of the league and hockey in general. And then the next thing I did, Strutty, I'm not kidding around, I thought, right away, I think this player can be in. I think that player can be in. I think this person can be a builder.
Sure.
So right away, I went right to that. So you're bang on, Strutty. That's exactly what I thought of.
Yeah, because it's not easy. Like we were talking about it yesterday after we heard the news of you, and we kind of put forward our guys, we think. And to I'm not going to lie, I love Alexander McGillney. I play with him. And for me, it's a no-brainer, yeah. But I'm sure a lot of other people think he's a good player, but there's little criteria that might differ from player to player.
There is. I agree with that. I think one thing that you really have to pay attention to on all this stuff is major awards that players may have won, whether they're on a Stanley Cup winning team or not. How many first all-star teams they were on at the end of the year, I think that's something that's got some criteria to it. How much did they change the game when they played? Bobby Orr, Paul Coffey, Wayne Gretzky, Mark Messier, Doug Harvey over time, Patrick Roy, Marty Brodeur. Those are players you look at, the team Mussolini. They helped change the style of the game. They made huge influences because of the way they played. So I think that's something that comes into consideration. But I got to tell you, the two Jasons that are on with me right now, my first year, I'm going to say very little, and I'm going to listen a lot. I think that's such an important part of it. I really do. I think it's an important part of it because I don't know the bylaws. I don't know the rules and regulations. I don't know any of it. And I don't think anybody really truly does until they get into the confines of the committee.
Pierre McGuire joining. And that was the next question, because now the selection committee, you're replacing Scotty Bowman. Did he not give you your first job with the Pittsburgh Penguins in the NHL? Is that correct?
Yeah, that's a great point. First of all, nobody ever replaces Scotty Bowman. He's the only man that ever coached in five decades, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and 90s. His last game was 2002, beating Carolina for a Stanley Cup, his last one. So nobody replaces that gentleman. Number two, he started actually recruiting me. He almost took a job with the New York Rangers, believe it or not, in the late 1980s, before Neil Smith got the GM's job there. Scotty was going to go. I was coaching college hockey at St. Lawrence University, and his daughter, Alicia, was actually going there. And Scotty hired Mike Keenan and gave him his first job, and Mike Keenan's alma mater was St. Lawrence University. So Scotty used to come and watch practices a lot. He was out of hockey at the time. He was doing Hockey Night in Canada. And one night he came into my office and he said, if I go work with the Rangers, will you come with me? I said, are you kidding? He goes, I'm not kidding. So eventually he did not take that job. But then a year later, I'm watching TV. I had just come back from playing golf. It was in June, early June. And there was a press conference in Pittsburgh. And I was watching ESPN. There was Bob Johnson, Craig Patrick, and Scotty Bowman on a podium. They had just been hired by the Pittsburgh Penguins. The Penguins had missed the playoffs that year. It was summer of 90. So Edmonton had good feelings because they had just won the Stanley Cup or were about to win the Stanley Cup. And Scotty called me. I'm telling you, I'm watching TV, and my phone rings in my apartment in Canton, New York. And Scotty Bowman on the other line, I said, I just was watching on TV. He says, yeah, I know, I just got off the podium. He goes, there's an airplane ticket for you at the airport in Ottawa. be there tomorrow. It flies to Toronto. I'll meet you in Toronto, and we're going on to Vancouver for the draft. I'm not kidding you. That's how it happened.
Jeez. Unbelievable.
I am totally serious.
Oh, you're like, okay, let me get to the airport. Away we go.
And I did, and I wasn't late for the airport. I can tell you that. I was there early.
Pierre McGuire joins us, being named a selection committee for the Hockey Hall of Fame. So, Pierre, for our listeners, what's your responsibility? Because if I'm not mistaken, when you're on the selection committee, are you the one responsible to have to bring forth a player? Because they have to get nominated by somebody on the committee. Is that how it works, or do you just vote on the people? Are you responsible to bring somebody when you feel they're eligible? How does it work?
What a great question. Don't know the answer. That's why I said I'm going to say very little and listen a whole lot. I can't wait to have it explained to me. I over the last 24 to 48 hours, Strudy, I've received so many nice calls and text messages or emails from people that are on the committee. And I just can't wait to sit down and be part of it. The protocols I'm really not aware of. I've heard all the urban legend and everything else. Now I just want to see how it really works. So I look forward to that. I really do look forward to that. The one thing I would tell you, though, Strudy, and you'll appreciate this more than anybody else, I'm going to really pay attention to guys that were great two-way players or defensive players. I don't think we pay enough attention to them. So, you know, guys that have won Selke trophies on more than one occasion, or guys that were like Scott Stevens, not that there were a lot of guys like Scott Stevens, but guys that maybe don't get enough. I think scouts are really overlooked in the builders category. I really do. You know, there's so many scouts that over time have done such a great job providing infrastructure to so many of these teams. You know, you look at the great run. Barry Fraser, just in Edmonton, using that alone. I mean, look at what he provided to that organization for so long and all the great memories for the fans there and for ownership in particular with all the winning. So there's a lot of people that I would think would merit consideration, but I don't know the process well enough to really talk about it publicly.
Pierre McGuire, I'm trying to read in between the lines, and what I'm hearing is that you're saying there's a chance Strudwick 2019 Hall of Fame. Am I correctly interpreting what you're saying?
So I just want the listeners, because I know how humble you are, I want the listeners to know. Like I go back to watching Jason play when he was with the Kamloops Blazers, and they had a pretty good coach who ended up being a pretty good NHL coach, a guy named Tom Rennie, and another guy who was pretty good too, and Donnie Hay. So I remember Jason Strudwick really well. You were fearless, you were a shot blocker, but I'm not sure you're going to be able to get over the hump.
Okay, well, at least you're honest. Thanks for being honest. Let's shift gears for a second, Pierre McGuire. You got the game tonight on BC, Pittsburgh and Philly. Going to be a good game, but you're actually going to have a unique gentleman beside you inside the glass. Tell us about this and how this came about.
Sam Flood, who's the executive producer of the NHL on NBC, he decided back in September that he wanted to bring a different flair to the Wednesday night broadcast and try to get celebrities in every town we went to. And it was going to start out in January after football basically was dying down. And then I got diagnosed with prostate cancer, and so that kind of went away. I got treated, I had surgery, and I'm doing really well right now. I didn't have to have any treatment post-surgery, so I was fortunate. So now we're back on the normal schedule, and we have Michael Kendricks tonight, the Super Bowl-winning linebacker with the Philadelphia Eagles, and that'll be hard for me to have him between the benches. You know why, Strudy, is I'm a Giants fan. I'm a New York Giants fan, and he's a Philadelphia Eagle, and those guys don't get along. So if you see me getting tossed to center ice from the bench, you'll know who did it.
To center ice, he'll throw you across. That guy's a monster, how big that guy
is.
He's strong, eh?
Well, he's thick. He's not overly tall. He's only almost 6 feet tall, but he's a really thick guy. You know, it's interesting. His brother, Eric, plays for the Minnesota Vikings, so they knocked the Vikings out. So I can only imagine what that was like at the dinner table after the Super Bowl was over at the Hendricks house in Fresno, California. But he is a passionate, passionate hockey fan. It's crazy. He went to a game in 2016 here in Philly, and he refused to – it was Rangers-Philly, and you've been in those, so you know how intense they are. He refused to leave the building till after the end of the game. He was just so enamored with the way the game was played and watching it live and in color. So I'm really looking forward to spending some time with him tonight.
Cool.
Pierre, before we let you go, you're going to have to get used to making tough decisions. So right now, if you had one vote and one vote only, who is your Hart Trophy winner today?
That is a great question. I would probably say Kucherov down in Tampa.
All right. Hard to argue with that.
Well, it's going to be interesting.
Okay, who would be your three finalists?
Top three, yeah.
I would say Taylor Hall. Sorry, Edmonton. I would say Taylor Hall would be one of them. I know. Kucherov would be another. And might be Vasilevsky as a third in Tampa. That guy's not getting nearly enough love. That guy's playing unbelievably well.
I'll throw in Nathan MacKinnon in Colorado. I think he's kind of like the Taylor Hall of the West.
That's a great one. Nathan, you know what? That is a great point, too. That's why you just can't do that off the top of your head. You really got to look at it. But Nathan's been phenomenal. When I think about what Nathan's doing this year, and I remember being in Colorado to do a game last year and how toxic it was around their team,
yeah,
it is surreal to see the reversal in that organization. And Nathan's been a driving force of that. So that's a great point. Absolutely.
Well, I'll be interested to see how it shakes down. Pierre, again, congratulations on the new appointment, and also congratulations here to do well and health-wise. We're all worried about you and thinking about you. So best of luck moving forward, my man.
Strutty, thanks so much. And the other Jason, thanks for having me on. Take care of Strutty. He's Tom Rennie's favorite player.